Paul, the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE as it's being called, it's making a lot of waves lately. In your experience, and you've been around Capitol Hill and around Washington for a lot of years, have you ever seen an effort that is having as big an impact as the DOGE effort is having?
No, it's just fantastic. I think what's so inspiring about it, and first of all, thanks again for having me on, but what's so inspiring about it is that it's evidence that Republicans can actually live up to their promises, right? Because we have, unfortunately, decades of counter experience on that, right? Promising to cut government, promising to cut spending, promising to cut regulation, and it not really happening. We did a good, decent amount on the regulatory side under the first Trump administration. But spending, not so much. Here we go. We're finally making a promise to cut spending, to kind of retreat government out of people's lives. And here it is. They're actually starting to happen. So, yeah, super inspiring.
There's, of course, been a lot of pushback from the left and from the legacy news media about this. Is this really taking on one of the sacred cows of the left here, trying to hack away at the deep state?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Let's face it, right? Most of the folks that are going to be most directly impacted and in their perspective negatively impacted are folks on the left, right? I mean, the average government worker, you know, is not your kind of low government, small government conservative, right? That's not why they take those jobs, just the opposite. They want government to be very active, very big. They want to have a lot of influence in people's everyday lives. And so, yeah, when they're finally getting met with what it means to, you know, have a low government, small government, low impact government administration, this is what it is, and there's more coming. So I hope folks are buckling up.
How did this get so out of control, Paul? I know you had lengthy experience on Capitol Hill. It seems that Congress actually delegated a lot of authority and power to unelected bureaucrats. How did we get to this point?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think, unfortunately, and it really is bipartisan over the years. I've seen it from inside Congress, from the White House. It really is a bipartisan push to say, well, you know, it's much more fun, if you will, to add things, not have to take things away, right? Politically, it's much harder to say, you know, that thing you're already getting, I'm going to take it out of your hand, as opposed to, oh, you don't have that thing in your hand, let me give it to you, right? One is a little more politically fun, if you will. And so both parties have engaged in that over the years. And now we're just at a point where, you know, we're really reaching a fiscal cliff. We're probably already there. We may not, you know, be able to continue in any sort of format as things look right now. In other words, these cuts that the DOGE is doing now, it's really got to be just the beginning, because we got to be talking hundreds of billions, trillions of dollars over the next several years to get any sort of fiscal sanity back in Washington. So it's going to be a lot of pain coming.
There, of course, is an effort on Capitol Hill to put together the maybe one big beautiful bill or two beautiful but less big bills, as the case may turn out. The fact that DOGE is out there uncovering waste, fraud, abuse, and cutting, does that help the process get to a point where Congress can pass a bill here where they're going to reduce spending because we found out we really don't need all of it?
Yeah, I think that's right. And also, I think what's really different this time than in previous efforts to cut spending, we have cultural backing, if you will. In other words, just Elon Musk is such a cultural force that if we, as a party, as a conservative movement, if we don't keep our promises, all you need is one, you know, kind of blaming, angry tweet from Elon Musk, and wow, that's going to be real trouble against members of Congress who don't want to cut spending. So I think that's a huge wind at the backs of those who want to cut spending, reduce the size and scope of the federal government. So that's super impactful, and we haven't really had that before. But again, I also just think President Trump himself, it just realizes this is part of his legacy. Let's actually shrink the government, drain the swamp that he wanted to do last time. It just didn't quite work out. Let's do it this time. So yeah, there's just a lot of hopefulness coming.
In terms of the culture or climate that we're operating in this time around, Paul, do you see a big difference? Seems this time around like President Trump and the Trump administration is not only more well organized, but there appears this time around, as opposed to his first year in office back in 2017, that the public seems to be rallying around what it is he's trying to accomplish.
Yeah, no question. And in fact, you're even seeing people, you know, in the middle of the ideological spectrum, maybe even a little bit on the left, just a little bit, not far left, but a little bit on the left, supporting it, saying, yeah, we are in such dire straits fiscally. Of course, it's going to cause some pain. And the notion that, you know, We can have $1 trillion deficits every year, $36 trillion debt, and it not have any pain on anyone to get that back in order. That's just how it is. I mean, there was, again, bipartisan overspending for decades, accelerated under Biden-Harris particularly, and now we're paying the piper. I mean, it's horrible. It's hurtful, but it has to be done for the sake of the nation going forward.
One of the attack lines that the left is using here, Paul, is who elected Elon Musk? But when you when you look at it, who elected all these bureaucrats? So the president does, in fact, have the authority to appoint somebody like Elon Musk, does he not?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. That is so rich, isn't it, when you hear that from the left? Because, you know, first of all, some of their best idols in their history have been unelected people. Perfect example, Anthony Fauci, right? Nobody elected him, and he was practically a god to them, and no one would dare challenge him on the left. And if we challenged him on the right, we were the bad guys. Yet somehow now, you know, we can't have an unelected person making policy decisions. I mean, look, I think we all can admit, having a smaller government, a more constitutionally based government, means there are elected people making decisions, you know, left, right, and center. I think, you know, that's part of what that means. And the elected officials make more of their decisions in our lives. That's part of a free society. It's the left that's pushed us away from having, you know, control of elected leaders and elected legislators and towards control of you know, bureaucrats, the administrative state. So again, they're feeling the they're basically laying in the bed that they made. And you know, I'll admit there's a little bit of joy in watching them squirm at this. It's really fun.
Indeed, it is. And at the end of the day, here, this really restores a lot of power to Congress, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. And combine this with the Chevron court ruling, which, as you remember, came last year, basically saying that you can't just defer to the executive branch of the bureaucracy, that whatever they say doesn't necessarily go. You got to look at Congress. And so, yeah, all these forces combined means that our elected leaders have more power. They frankly always had this power. They just kind of gave it away. But now it's coming back to them. They could take it back and they could make, you know, actually write more of the details of our laws themselves in the legislative body where it belongs. So it's a win for the Constitution. It's a win for those who believe in small government, and having more power for the elected officials and less power for the unelected officials, not just Elon Musk, but everybody who's unelected should have relatively less power than the elected officials. And we're going to see it.
Paul Teller is Executive Vice President of Advancing American Freedom. Paul, tell us a bit about Advancing American Freedom, and also where can folks find you on the web?
Issue advocacy organization founded by former Vice President Mike Pence. And we just advance a traditional conservative agenda across all issues. You can find us on the web at advancingamericanfreedom.com. If you're a Twitter or X person, we're at American Freedom, at American Freedom, or me personally, it's at P Teller. So at P-T-E-L-L-E-R. We'd love to be in touch.
Paul Teller of Advancing American Freedom. Paul, thank you for being with us.
Really appreciate it.